This episode on Before You Die, we talk about the excitement between people, between relationships. Do you chase, do you not chase? What is the chase? And us trying to figure out what it is and where we are with it, and how frustrating it could be. There is no solutions. They're just maybe relatable things that you will hear me and my sister Kara talk about with our personal experiences. And this is what it is. My brain short-circuited. Enjoy the episode, you guys. We're going to talk about the game of dating. How the cat and mouse game is between men and women, or men and men, or women and women, or trans and trans. I'm just trying to include everybody.
All right.
But we're talking about a game which includes everybody.
That's true. So,
when's the last time that you noticed somebody that you went on a date and you noticed somebody playing games with you, and how did you handle it?
Playing games.
Like, for example, if somebody texts you, you're not going to text them back right away, because then you're like, oh, this person's desperate. Like, this person got nothing going on. When you actually, like, this is 99% of the people, when you text them, they could return it right there, but they don't, because either they are really busy at that time, or it's a Sunday afternoon, you ain't got shit going on, but you just don't text them back because you want it to appear busy.
You know, but like, for me, I just text right away. Is that weird?
That's why nobody loves you, Kara.
Like, I don't get it. If I see it, we have our phones on us 24/7. How do you not, like...
Well, I understand when people are super busy. Like, for example, if you're working.
Right,
like,
right.
You got a show.
That's true.
With me or whatever. There's no way you're going to lose focus.
That's true.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have so much going on, like for like 5 hours or whatever.
Okay, that makes sense.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not 1 second that you could spare and go,
oh, let me text this person.
I mean, you could, but it's like, is it worth it? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, sometimes you text that person and now you got to like actually be engaging. Like, because if you text them back one thing and they say another thing and now you can't do it, you're like, well, what the fuck? You're going to start a conversation and then
but
leave?
But people do that.
I know people do that.
And that's part of the game, right?
That's part of the game.
Yeah.
So, like, but that's the thing, though. But sometimes people have got nothing. I'm guilty of doing this, too. I'm guilty of doing this, too, because it's like you don't want to appear always accessible. Because if you're accessible all the time, people devalue you. You know this.
Yeah.
It's always like everything that's expensive or... have people line up, it's always something scarce, it's always something limited edition things, or priced at a high point, valued. People have a different perception of like, oh, this is, dude, think about all the shoes or clothing that's limited edition. It's some of them actually is great, but a lot of them is like, oh, you just made less of this thing, it's not even as good as this other thing that's always available. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you make it less of it, people go, oh, fuck, I want it. Oh, I line up to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter what it is, before they will feed, like, the poor people crawfish or lobster because that was considered a food that is poor.
Right.
Poor people food.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's at, like, a higher price point because it's considered rich people food.
Now,
or, like,
yeah.
If you have money, you know. You could always eat lobster or, you know, seafood or whatever the thing is because it's, you know. But the game.
Yeah, about the game.
Yeah, what about it? Why are you laughing?
No, I don't. I think it's funny, though. Like, why is it that we play games? Is it just so that we feel more attracted?
Yeah, because
for the opposite sex?
Okay, let me ask you something. If a guy was like, hey, man, I'm ready to fuck whenever. Like, you're not even completely attracted to him, but you're just like, you just feeling whatever about it.
But I don't think people actually like playing the game. I would hate it if.
But you say people, is that just you? Because some people love it. Like I like the game a little bit.
Do you think guys mostly like it more than
No, it's
girls?
both.
You think
It's both. Yeah,
really?
100%. It just I think they're equally like it. Just yeah, the percentage of women and men, people who like it is the same. It's just, you know, you might not, and there's guys who hate it. Yeah, but there's who guys who like it too. I like a little bit of it because I like to chase. If you like, for example, is I playing tag? If you play tag and you just stand there, how's that fun? Tag
True.
is like you need to run for me to chase, and that's exciting. But if you like, let's play tag and you just stand there, tag you're it, and you tag me back, tag you're it, tag you're it, tag you're it. That's stupid. I don't want this. Run so I could catch you, bitch.
So is that why like people like toxic people?
Yes, 100%. Because it's so fun. It's like a roller coaster.
You could never get serious with someone that's toxic, can you?
No, you could.
You think so?
Yeah, and then within it, they might be toxic within that. And then you go, oh fuck, this is crazy. But obviously some people who there's somebody for everybody is true, but it's just that would you find that somebody? That is the problem. It's like there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
but that
where?
somebody may be fucking in India and you're in the US
Yeah.
and you're like, oh fuck, you know, it's not for me. Like you're not gonna find that person
Right.
because they're so far away. Or you the chance of you meeting that perfect person because there's 7 billion people. There is somebody for you. But it's just that you might not find that person.
Yeah, that's
That's what
true.
they did, don't tell you. They said it like there's somebody for everybody. People are like, yay. But it's like you might not find that. Oh fuck. But they left that part out.
Right.
But so some people like the game and some people
Yeah.
don't.
Like I would hate it.
You would hate the game?
I would hate the
So you
game.
want to play tag with somebody and go, you're it. You like that?
Yeah. Easy.
You like easy?
Easy.
You like easy.
Okay, not easy, but like
No, don't say it for the don't do it for the internet,
No,
bro.
I'm
Be truthful.
not. I'm serious. Like okay, if they're too easy, I understand that it wouldn't be attractive.
Yeah.
But I don't like it when it comes to texting
Yeah.
or being available,
Yeah.
I like to know that I can count on that person right away. That they'll
But what
see.
if they're busy? They're like literally at work.
Well, that's different. Then I know that they're at work and they're
Oh,
busy.
okay.
Like, you know, that's different.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about on the weekend when there's nothing that they're doing.
Okay, what if they need some alone time?
Well, then tell me.
That's not alone time if they gotta tell you.
What do you
That's not
mean?
alone time. If I gotta
It
go, I'm having alone time.
is. So don't
Now it's
bother
not alone
me.
time anymore.
Why? Why?
Because now it's like, I'm like, God, because now I'm worried about you. The alone time means I gotta worry about nobody.
So you would just leave them hanging? For
When I'm
like.
having my alone time, yeah, it's my mental health is important enough for me to. Because if I don't have that alone time and I'm just always for accessible for everyone, I can't. You wouldn't like that version of me. Like, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want me to be, because then my emotions now with you is different. Because if I'm exhausted and then you're texting me and I'm texting back, I may be in shambles. So then now you're like, oh my God, why is this person so negative? It's like, yeah, but if you would have given me just an hour of alone time, whether I'll be exercising, reading a book, watching a movie, after that, I have decompressed. And then now I collect my thoughts. I'm a little more calm. So then when we conversate, I can now enjoy the conversation instead of when you hit me up and I'm like, fuck, everything is in shambles. I'm having diarrhea. My work is shit. And it's like now it's like a bad conversation. Now you got to take my baggage. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you could just simply say, "Oh, I need alone time."
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's important to communicate to your partner and your friends who you're like, hey, I'm gonna have alone time during these times. And if I don't, but if I communicate to you, hey, if I don't text you back, that means either it's something really important that I'm doing at work or I'm having my alone time. Just know that. And otherwise, I should be able to text you back.
Yeah.
Like, if I say that to you, you should understand that.
Definitely.
Anybody should. And if I'm with my friends and I don't text you back and you're like, yo, why didn't you text you back? If I'm like, hey, it's because, you know, I was really in a conversation. I just didn't hear it. And I was catching up with this person. You should understand that too. But the thing is, that shouldn't keep happening. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I understand you. It's like, yeah. So other times, if I reply, then that's something. But yeah. If I always have an excuse, then that's on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
But like, so basically, what you want is just you want somebody to communicate to you.
Always. Communication. Number one.
Yeah. Number one is communication.
Yeah.
To me too. But back to what we were talking about, the game.
Right.
Right?
The game.
Yeah. The game of... So I think that ties... The game is communication and or lack of, but a little suspense is fun though, no?
I guess in the beginning, yeah. A little suspense in the beginning is always fun because you're curious. You're wondering all the time.
Yeah, wondering.
Mm-hmm. Wondering.
When you don't wonder, it's not exciting though. Huh?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? It's frustrating, but also exciting.
Yeah, because you like the suspense. You like...
Like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you don't like it.
Yeah. Do you miss the chase?
No, I still have suspense. Carrie leaves me on suspense sometimes. She keeps me on my toes.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes there's a firefighter. She talks about the firefighter. No, I'm suspensing.
Yeah. No, those firefighters. Also,
shut the fuck up. So sometimes I'm like, man, these firefighters, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's not like people always build their women up in social media. You know, they always go, oh, yeah, it's not like she's super beautiful. But she is the thing. Mm-hmm. Most women could just open their legs and go, would you like to fuck? And you fuck.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, so that, I mean, if you're a woman, I feel like it's easy to keep the men on their toes. And yeah, Carrie plays it really well. She keeps me, she lets me know, she lets me feel secure enough, but still keeps me on my toes enough that I'm perfectly uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was, if she's just like there and she's like, you got me all the time. Yeah. Fuck these firefighters. I would lose interest. I would just go. I'm fine. You could go.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, she plays it perfectly. Yeah. Okay, how long are you supposed to be playing a game for though? Like how long you feel like is a decent amount of time?
I think the first
First 2 weeks to a month?
Yeah. Wouldn't you want, actually maybe a month is too long.
I was thinking a month is too short.
Wow. Why?
Like the suspense?
Yeah. Because by that time, wouldn't you kind of be like, okay, I'm kind of over this. Like he's playing me way too much.
Yeah, you're right.
I would think that. I don't know.
You're right.
It's like, who else? I don't know.
It's such a fine line, too, because it's like, what is the suspense anyways? Like, you could be in a relationship and still have suspense and excitement, you know?
Yeah.
But how do you do that, you know?
That's so true. Like, what is the game? How would you play the chasing and catching or whatever?
Well, it's just the not being accessible all the time because nobody wants that. Like, you're accessible all the time. Like, I know I got you. Do you know what I mean? Nobody wants to know I got you.
That's true. But like...
Right?
But you know, like you play... You said that your wife and you still have like that suspense and whatnot. But yeah. It's different because you know that you have her.
Yeah, but you can never have a person. Like they're a free bird. They could do whatever they want. So there's... It's impossible to always feel secure. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because divorce rate is over 50% in the U.S. 50-60%, and in Europe is way higher.
Right.
But I think humankind, like people, always grow and evolve. that the chance, basically the chances a two person sticking together is like for the rest of their life is way lower than somebody separating. Like those chances are higher. Mm. Like remember when we were asking, like, think about, for the listeners, think about how many couples you know and how many couples you know for certain they're in a very happy relationship that is over 5 years. 5 or 10 years that you know that they're happy. You know more people who's broken up than people are stick together for over 5, 10 years. So the chances of people separating is higher than them being together for long periods of time. The longer you are together, the chance of you separating is higher. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't feel like you should feel insecure all the time about that person. And that's why people say, like, oh, you need to find happiness where else. You can't just rely on this person. But some of us are damaged and we need love elsewhere. For example, right here, the internets. Or being a comedian at a live show. You know?
Yeah. Broken.
Kara, you're broken too, man.
I know.
So again, we have no conclusion.
No.
No conclusion about if you should play the game, if you not should play. It's just a hard thing to navigate as a person. But you know what, though? This is what I'll say is that, yeah, I don't know. Because sometimes if you go like, hey, if you just say everything in your heart all the time, then there's no suspense and you just know, like when you know everything, there's no excitement. The excitement is not knowing, right? Excitement always comes in not knowing.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
When you know something, it's dull,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck. But then the thing is, if you don't know anything, it's too scary.
Yeah.
So imagine knowing nothing. You got to know something. So it's in between knowing nothing and know it all. You got to find a balance with your person to have the perfect balance of excitement and knowing through life. So I don't know how to do it. Thank you guys for tuning into it. Another inconclusive episode of Before You Die, where we just navigate ourselves as best as we could. But when we figure out a solution, we'll share it with you. But so far, this is what we've been dealing with as a humankind together. All right, until next time, before you die.